This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Kusi Chuang and Noah Lim in the studio this morning. In about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking to Wong Chin Huat, political scientist at Sunway University, on party hopping. In fact, we've got a poll running on Twitter right now asking you how you base your vote on. Do you vote for the party or the candidate? Let us know over on Twitter at BFM Radio. But right now, we're taking a look at the most exciting news of the day, I guess depending on your perspective, the markets. Chuang, just paint us a picture. What's the Bloomberg telling us about the state of the markets at the present?
Well, America seems to be defying gravity. The S&P is up another 0.7%. The Dow Jones is up another 6%. The Nasdaq was up another 1.1%. Last night, my alerts screen told me that Netflix has reached another record. And that the same goes for Amazon, Adobe, and some of the other tech names. I mean, Apple is also bouncing near its 52-week highs. I mean, what is going on? I think that's one of the questions for Joe Quinlan in a few minutes.
We will certainly be touching on that. But Noel, how were the Asian markets? How did it close yesterday?
Yeah, so the Nikkei and the STI were down by 0.2%. Hang Seng was down 0.5%. Shanghai Composite fell by 0.1%. Of course, the FBM KLCI has to buck the trend, was up 0.3%.
And for more insights on global markets, we speak to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Joe, last night the Nasdaq closed up again with the names like Amazon, Square and Adobe ending the trading day on new all-time highs. Is the tech rally never going to end?
Yeah, that's a very good question. We ask that ourselves every day. You know, what really is happening is the digitalization of everything, every sector, every industry. It's just been forward at least by 2 years. So it's accelerating. So whether it's remote learning, working at home, everything digital, telemedicine, you know, there's just a tremendous demand for cloud computing, for any of these tech software, hardware, and services that I think are going to drive earnings. And, you know, some could say it's a crowded trade. It is a crowded trade for sure. But when you look in the next 24, 36 months out, these are the growth leaders and therefore the earnings leaders.
Well, I just want to kind of go over on the central bank side, like the Fed and RBA are increasing bond purchases in an effort to keep yields on the short end as low as possible. Will this result in overpriced and excessive speculation in financial assets?
If the real economy doesn't catch up with the Fed, right? And so the Fed's provided a lot of liquidity. It's gone into financial assets, particularly equities, on the assumption of the equity investor that the global economy, U.S. economy, is improving. And that has been the case. Some folks are talking about a V-shaped recovery in global output and demand. We're seeing much better numbers in the United States about housing, autos, the healthcare. So I don't think it's unjustified, but if anything goes on forever, it's not good. But at this point, the Fed and the central bank are just trying to wait and have the rest of the real economy catch up for the monetary policy.
Well, it's called yield curve control, isn't it, Joe? And obviously, in the last few months, we've seen the separation between Main Street and Wall Street. With yield curve control, that separation gets ever wider. How does it end, though, Joe? How does the Fed unwind itself from what is already a big thing?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, maybe it never unwinds it. Remember, we're starting to unwind the Fed balance sheet and start tapering with the monthly purchases. And bam, we come around, we've got another crisis, another recession. So, but I don't think, I mean, the Fed, it's a great question, but I think it's a question for 2021 because we're not out of the woods yet. And we're still going to get another fiscal package. We've got a very dovish Fed trying to generate inflation. Until we get on the other side of deflation into inflation, then that's a good question. But for here and now, it's still about equities outperforming, relatively speaking, fixed income.
Well, as you mentioned, Joe, the tech sector is obviously one of the few that are growing, but it's a very crowded trade, as you also said. I think now the FAMGA stocks comprise, 24%? Of the S&P, much, much higher than the Microsoft, GE, Intel days of 2008, 2007, when they were about 15% of the S&P. Again, for investors and how they position their funds, how do you play this the next 6 months, even as short as 3 months?
Well, I mean, we're starting to see some better breadth to the markets. I mean, let's not forget that. I mean, it's not just technology, but it's gone through the industrials. Financials had a decent run until they pulled back here. Communication services, you know, infrastructure spending. So the market's starting to break, kind of get some breadth there. But as an investor, though, I mean, to your point, you want to look at the industrials. We're looking at some like materials, some energy. It's bounced here, pulled back a little bit. We're putting the emerging markets, the developed markets outside the United States, they're having a much better June than in the United States. So we're kind of looking overseas for more opportunities. So there's ways to play that. I wouldn't sell a lot of my tech positions, but I would certainly be putting new money elsewhere in the U.S. and overseas.
Well, Trump has a potential $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Are there any construction names we could look into more closely?
I can't mention names, but I would think hopefully when we talk infrastructure, we're talking 5G, fiber optics, getting ready for the 21st century. I know we need dams, levees, and so forth. But I'd like to see the United States create a 21st century infrastructure bank and bill that really addresses the 5G. Because we started a conversation about everything being digital. Well, our digital race is going to be held back by the fact that we don't have 5G. We got 4G. And so I would just, to me, I think the leaders in building out the pipes, valves, and everything related to cloud in and out of 5G is a good place to put some money to work here.
Joe, gold prices, let's talk a little bit about that. They're steadily rising towards their highest level since 2012. And some of the demand here is coming from central banks and they're accumulating it. Should investors be doing the same?
I think the inflation story is a story yet to be written. It's not out there just yet. We're more deflation than inflation, negative interest rates. So I wouldn't really chase this. I mean, we've seen, I think the bounce is really related to this V-shaped global recovery that's underway. And I'm very encouraged more by copper prices, even agricultural prices. I wouldn't be buying gold here. I'd be buying agricultural prices because when you look at the health and wealth are now interlinked. We've got a big emerging market middle class. They've taken a hit with consumption. But I think agricultural commodities are well priced and come out. And you overlay climate risk as related to that. To me, agricultural commodities, whether it's lumber, farmland, different crops, I think this is a good place to put some money to work now.
All right, Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at the U.S. Trust, the Bank of America Private Wealth Management. And really, the theme seemed to be, aside the gold question, the theme seemed to be about the tech rally and the tech stocks. Because even when we talked about infrastructure, he was pointing to hopefully that money goes into 5G, fiber optics, things that will push their nation forward. They're definitely something. And I think, Chuang, 24% of the S&P, that's what the tech stocks are
right
now.
Yeah, it's crowded, right? There's only, what, seven names? Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google, Netflix, what else?
The trillion-dollar plays, the social media plays, giants.
Right? What else do you allocate your money to? You get a bit concerned because fundamentally the economy in America isn't going anywhere. And there's a lot of social strife there as well. So how do you reconcile your balance sheet with what's happening on the ground?
Yeah, speaking of the tech names, overnight Apple had its WWDC. And one of the big things that they announced was the fact they were moving towards their own processors, the ARM processors that are in their iPhones and iPads. They're bringing that to the Mac. Now, how does this play in for Intel in the longer term? That's something to keep in mind, especially if you're an investor in the sector. Right now, we're going into a few messages. When we come back, we'll be speaking to Wong Chin Huat, political scientist at Sunway University on party hopping. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.